beginning, I was doing consultancy work, and unfortunately, the consultancy work had come to an end. So for about 2 months, I didn't have an income. But on the 19th of April, all of a sudden, I got this sort of divine, how would you call it now? I got this intuition fast 40 days. So I thought, okay, let's go for it. So I started a 40 days fast on the 19th of April. It was very, very difficult. I made it a routine that every morning I will pray, and every evening, 12 o'clock sometimes, I will pray as well, but I made it a routine that in the morning, 5 o'clock, and in the evening as well to prayer. So, yeah, can do first week was okay, second week was okay. You know, it was very difficult because I started to get this craving for food, and I was going to the internet, you know, looking at all these recipes and also trying not to eat. But yeah, I was constantly taking water, tea with honey. So that's all I've been having. In the morning, I would have a cup of tea with honey, and in the evening as well. So can you imagine 40 days like this? It was very difficult, you know. I asked God for health, for strength to bring me through these 40 days. It was very difficult. I must admit, at the middle of this 40 days, I started to go down. Like the evening, I wasn't doing it. There wasn't any power in me anymore. But at that particular time, there was this other connection group that I was connected to, and he says, "Andrew, come, let's fast." But they did not know that I was already fasting. So I says, "Okay, let's do it." So I was doing my fast plus their fast as well, and actually that helped me tremendously, because I was in a dip, and all of a sudden, because of it, I started to go up again. So we were meeting every day at 5 o'clock. So it's like when I was going down in my evening prayer, he came along at the right time to stimulate me to continue again. So anyway, to cut. To make it short, because there was a lot of things happening, but say the end of my fast, say about 3 days before my end of my fast, I received a telephone call. It was a friend of mine, and I told him about, I didn't tell him about my fast or anything. I told him about, okay, you know, job-wise, I've been searching for such a long time, and nothing seems to be happening. So he says, okay, give me a moment. So he called me back. He says, "Oh, okay, Andrew, print your CV. We've got an interview." So we went to Sharjah, we had an interview. And the person I had the interview with, he was quite pleased with my CV. And so the next day we made an appointment to meet at his office, went to his office, we had a meeting there. And we got on quite well, and it went okay. And he says, "Okay, I could start." So for instance, the package was good. For instance, I got a car, I got a telephone, laptop, and all these been paid for. Whereas before, I had to pay for all these things in my pocket. So, and the salary was much better than what I was getting before. And the day I started was exactly the end of my fast, the last day of my fast. And I sort of broke my fast by, I would think the last day I was by Jebin. It was Bible studies. And I had a sort of fried banana. So after 40 days, a fried banana from India, which just came. But, you know, it was strange that thought came to me, go for fast. And I just went for it. Amen. I just went for it. And yeah, end of the 40 days.
Andrew is from Netherlands, and from the beginning of this church,